by Edgar Allan Poe.
Translated by a grumpy college student.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary,
I was tired as hell.
Over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore,
I was reading books that nobody freaking reads anymore.
While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door.
There I was, about to fall asleep, and some asshole starts banging at my door.
"'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "Only this, and nothing more."
Well, it's not ghosts, because I'm not retarded, so it's obviously some person.
Ah, distinctly I remember. It was in the bleak December.
I remember it pretty well because I was freezing my nuts off.
And each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor.
And to make matters worse, the goddamn fire is going out. Terrific.
Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow. Sorrow for the lost Lenore.
So there I am, trying to get through the freaking night. But, nope, can't because I can't sleep. So I read this book pretty much saying, stop being a bitch and get over your problems like a man.
For the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore. Nameless here, forevermore.
So my ex-wife was pretty fucking hot, but nobody talks about her except for me. You got that, punk?
And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before.
So the curtains start rustling, and I'm like, oh shit, adrenaline rush.
So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, 'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more.
It's totally just a dude. It's not a monster. It's not some giant bat thing. It's just a guy that I just gotta calm down. Calm down. Chill out. Calm down. It's just a dude.
Presently my soul grew stronger. Hesitating then no longer, sir, said I, or madam.
I grew a pair and asked who the fuck was there.
Truly your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is I was napping. And so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you.
You woke me up, goddammit. Are you there or not?
And here I opened wide the door. Darkness there, and nothing more.
There wasn't a goddamn thing there.
Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before.
Have you ever stared into the darkness so long that you start to see stuff?
But the silence was unbroken, and the darkness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this, and nothing more.
So I decided it would be a perfect opportunity to test my echo-proof hallways. I'm getting my fucking money back.
Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before.
This is starting to piss me off.
Surely, said I, surely that is someone at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore.
Maybe it's somebody at my window. Let's check it out.
Let my heart be still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind, and nothing more.
Somebody's fucking with me.
Open here, I flung the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore.
Well, fuck me, right? I open one window and some goddamn bird flies in. Where's the broom at?
Not in the least obeisance made he. Not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with the mien of lord or lady perched above my chamber door.
Not a second goes by before this thing decides to fly up on my door and think it's better than me.
Perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. Perched and sat, and nothing more.
So this bird's there sitting on the statue of some Greek chick's face, just staring at me, doing nothing.
Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore.
So I'm going to go ahead and call this bird Ivory and not black, because that's racist.
Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven. ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore.
You flew into my house. Tell me why you did and what your name is.
Quoth the raven, Nevermore.
Holy crap, it can talk.
Much I marveled this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly.
Oh my god, it can talk. I still can't get over it.
Though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore.
It didn't make a goddamn lick of sense.
For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or beast above the sculpted bust above his chamber door.
Apparently this guy hasn't been to my house. Birds fly in all the time. Smell, it's just awful.
With such a name as Nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on the placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour.
He's either a parrot or a Pokemon, but he's not saying anything else.
Nothing further than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, Other friends have flown before.
I've had friends before you. What do you want?
On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. Then the bird said, Nevermore.
People get tired of me and want to leave. Boo-hoo!
Startled at the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken. Doubtless, said I, at what it utters is only stock in store, caught from some unhappy master whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster till his songs one burden bore. Till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore of never, never more.
I got nothing.
But the raven still beguiling all my sad soul into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door.
You look like you could use a load off. Here, a chair with wheels. Come sit next to me. Let's talk.
Then upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking, Nevermore.
I'm trying to figure out what this bird means using copious amounts of adjectives.
This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core.
I am completely speechless, and this bird is staring at me, and it's really creeping me out.
This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er. But whose velvet lining, with the lamplight gloating o'er, she shall press, nevermore.
So I lay my head back, just to relax, and awesome. The lamp is shining light right into my eyes. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? My dead wife is never going to touch that lamp again, so I better stop bitching.
Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed with an unseen censer, swung by a seraphim whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor.
So it started to smell like my woman, and then the bird starts walking. Whoa!
Wretch, I cried. Thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee respite, respite and nepenthe from thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, O quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore. Quoth the raven, Nevermore.
So I'm starting to think, maybe this bird is like the Chucky doll of my wife.
Prophet, said I. Thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate, yet all undaunted on this desert land enchanted, or this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore.
Balm in Gilead is literally ointment from Gilead.
Quoth the raven, Nevermore.
This bird ain't saying shit.
Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden, it shall clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels named Lenore.
So, is my wife in heaven or what?
clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstarting, get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore.
Dude, get the hell out of my house.
Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart and take thy form from off my door.
I've been dying in your arms tonight.
Quoth the raven, nevermore.
It must have been something you said.
And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door.
Okay, I know this thing speaks English, so why it's not leaving is beyond me.
And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor.
It's like the last scene of We're Back when Professor Screw-Eye starts getting fucked with by those crows.
And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.
Like Gary Busey's acting career.